综合模拟演练七，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. You're a really good cook. The food was delicious. And thank you very much for having us.
It's my pleasure.
Text 2.
Ron, I rang you up yesterday. A man answered, but I didn't recognize the voice.
Oh, it must have been my Uncle John.
Text 3. It's a fact that more and more students wear glasses.
I know. My recent survey in Nanjing Jingling High School shows that almost 80% of teenagers are nearsighted.
Text 4.
Have you found anything wrong with my liver?
Not yet. I'm still examining it. I'll let you know the result next week.
Text 5.
Congratulations. I hear you are going to enter an art school next term.
Thanks. But actually, it's my twin sister who's going to attend the art school. I am going to the university. I wish to be a lawyer in the future.
You people are certainly good.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后，有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六七题。
What are you looking for?
My cigarettes.
Well, they are not here. They are in the dustbin.
In the dustbin? Why?
Because there is cigarette ash on every carpet in the house.
I don't drop ash on the carpets.
Oh, yes, you do. I know because I clean them. Anyway, cigarettes are a waste of money. What are you looking for?
My cigarettes.
Well, they are not here. They are in the dustbin.
In the dustbin? Why?
Because there is cigarette ash on every carpet in the house.
I don't drop ash on the carpets.
Oh, yes, you do. I know because I clean them. Anyway, cigarettes are a waste of money.
听第七段材料，回答第八九题。
Lucy, did anyone phone me while I was out?
Yes, there was a Mr. Turner who phoned this morning.
What did he say?
He said that your suit was ready.
Ah, good. I ordered a suit in his shop last week.
Yes. He said he would be waiting for you this afternoon.
Oh, dear. I have a meeting this afternoon.
Don't worry. I can get the suit for you.
You are so kind. Oh, this is the receipt, and here is the money.
Okay. Where is the shop?
The address is on this card.
All right.
Lucy, did anyone phone me while I was out?
Yes, there was a Mr. Turner who phoned this morning.
What did he say?
He said that your suit was ready.
Ah, good. I ordered a suit in his shop last week.
Yes, he said he would be waiting for you this afternoon.
Oh, dear. I have a meeting this afternoon.
Don't worry. I can get the suit for you.
You are so kind. Oh, this is the receipt, and here is the money.
Okay, where is the shop?
The address is on this card.
All right.
Jane, tomorrow is Sunday. Shall we go for a picnic in the Lake District?
I'd like to, Robert, but I have to go to Mr. Brown's restaurant.
Are you going to eat there?
No, I've got a job there.
A job? What are you going to do there?
Wash dishes. Every Sunday I go to work there and spend 3 hours washing dishes.
Then how do you feel?
It's kind of boring, because every dish has to be washed 6 times. But the pay is good. I get $12 for an hour's work.
Do you think it's worth it?
Of course it is. Before I got the job, my parents usually gave me $20 a week to buy what I needed. But now I can earn it by myself.
You're really great, Jane. Now I've changed my mind. Tomorrow I will go and find a job, too. Jane, tomorrow is Sunday. Shall we go for a picnic in the Lake District?
I'd like to, Robert, but I have to go to Mr. Brown's restaurant.
Are you going to eat there?
No, I've got a job there.
A job? What are you going to do there?
Wash dishes. Every Sunday I go to work there and spend 3 hours washing dishes.
Then how do you feel?
It's kind of boring, because every dish has to be washed 6 times. But the pay is good. I get $12 for an hour's work.
Do you think it's worth it?
Of course it is. Before I got the job, my parents usually gave me $20 a week to buy what I needed. But now I can earn it by myself.
You're really great, Jane. Now I've changed my mind. Tomorrow I will go and find a job, too.
What's the transport like in Britain?
Well, we've got railways connecting all our big towns. There are over 13,000 miles of track in Britain. Rail transport provides a very important service.
What about road transport? Are your roads good?
Yes, they are, on the whole. We should have over 1,000 miles of motorways soon.
Is there good air service inside Britain?
Well, yes. But it is not as important as our rail and road transport.
What about travel by sea?
As an island people and a traveling nation, Britain's sea traveling traditions have always been great. We have the biggest merchant navy in the world, carrying 1/3 of the world's passengers, you know.
But I suppose today sea travel has become less important, hasn't it?
It has, but some people still prefer traveling by sea to any other form of transport.
What's the transport like in Britain?
Well, we've got railways connecting all our big towns. There are over 13,000 miles of track in Britain. Rail transport provides a very important service.
What about road transport? Are your roads good?
Yes, they are, on the whole. We should have over 1,000 miles of motorways soon.
Is there good air service inside Britain?
Well, yes, but it is not as important as our rail and road transport.
What about travel by sea?
As an island people and a traveling nation, Britain's sea traveling traditions have always been great. We have the biggest merchant navy in the world, carrying 1/3 of the world's passengers, you know.
But I suppose today sea travel has become less important, hasn't it?
It has. But some people still prefer traveling by sea to any other form of transport.
Hello, Jack. How are you doing now? I'm doing very well in my life in London. I've been in Britain for 3 months now, and we haven't got together for so long. I hope you don't think that I've forgotten you. There are so many things to do and so many places to see every day that I haven't had enough time to write to you. I'll start my studies at King's College next week. So far, I've been learning about Britain as well as ways of living here. I won't tell you about London. There are plenty of books you can read and plenty of pictures you can look at. I'm sure you'll be interested to know what I think about life here. I found some of the customs new and interesting. For example, people here don't shake hands as much as we do in China. During the first few weeks, I was often surprised because people didn't put out their hands when I met them. Men raised their hats to women, but not to each other. When the people here walk or drive, they use the left side of the road instead of the right, as we Chinese do.
Hello, Jack. How are you doing now? I'm doing very well in my life in London. I've been in Britain for 3 months now, and we haven't gotten together for so long. I hope you don't think that I've forgotten you. There are so many things to do and so many places to see every day that I haven't had enough time to write to you. I'll start my studies at King's College next week. So far, I've been learning about Britain as well as ways of living here. I won't tell you about London. There are plenty of books you can read and plenty of pictures you can look at. I'm sure you'll be interested to know what I think about life here. I found some of the customs new and interesting. For example, people here don't shake hands as much as we do in China. During the first few weeks, I was often surprised because people didn't put out their hands when I met them. Men raised their hats to women, but not to each other. When the people here walk or drive, they use the left side of the road instead of the right, as we Chinese do.